Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special Tuesday night edition of Daytime After Dark. Tonight, our guest is Gloria Loring. Oh, my God. My favorite song, probably of all time romantically, is Friends and Lovers. And, you know, and I love her also, you know, every weekend, So Far for Digest is, I never miss it. And, she has written so many great TV things. So, here she is. Hi.
Hi there, how are you?
Oh, good, yeah. I've been enjoying the thing you write in Sabatha Digest. Yeah, Sabatha Digest. It's so good. I never miss your column. I think it's really good. How did you start out with that? Because I love the way you write it, and it's really cool.
Well, my dear friend Tom Esty was talking to them at Soap Opera Digest, and they had done a feature on my new book, Coincidences, God's Way of Remaining Anonymous, and Tom mentioned to them that maybe I could write a column for them, and they said they loved that idea. So we started doing it about 2.5 years ago, I guess it was. And continuing, and I don't do it every single month, but I'm trying to be really good and do it every month. But it's called How to Drop the Drama, and it's basically how to approach those issues that come up in our lives that that challenge us, that cause stress, that cause upset, and I use a combination of understanding about what it takes to create upset, along with yoga philosophy and great spiritual philosophy, and just, you know, and common sense too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's awesome in your way. It's not every week. Maybe in my head, I want it every week because, you know, I love it. I've been the biggest fan of you, and then when you started doing that, I'm like, oh my God, that is awesome, because like I told you in my intro, you are very talented. You could be known as the triple threat in Hollywood, meaning you sing, you act, you write, you know? I mean, so for me, I think you are the triple act. And would you ever consider going back to daytime?
Well, you know, I think probably that time has passed. It's been a long time. And you know, you look at the shows and they're peopled by very young, very gorgeous, perfect people. And my time was 30 some years ago, and which was great. And I think also that this is a different time in my life. I've worked plenty. I started working when I was a teenager, and I've worked for many, many years. And I'm sort of at that time in my life where I want to be available for my family. I want to be available to travel. I enjoy doing some things. Just recently, I was in a one-woman show in Palm Springs at the Annenberg Theater. It was called The Lady with All the Answers. It's a show, a play written about Ann Landers, and I played Ann Landers with a fabulous brunette bouffant wig. And but it was an enormous amount of work, and very, very challenging, because, you know, it's an hour and 20 minutes of straight dialogue with no one there to prompt you, no safety net. So that was hard. But you know, sometimes some things come along and they're close to home and I decide to do them. But, you know, there are some opportunities to maybe do some touring or something. And I just don't care about it. I mean, I love my home. I've got two grandsons, and now my other son, Brennan, we've got Brennan and Robin are my two sons. Robin has a son, and then Brennan has a son, but they're also fostering a little girl, so we're going to have a little girl, a little granddaughter in the family.
Oh, finally you get a girl.
I know. I get a girl. Yay. So, I want to be around to be with my family.
I mean, I totally get it because my niece, well, I have like four nieces and nephews that live here, but like 45 minutes away, both of them. But then my other four nieces and nephews are in Idaho, and those are the four that I really bonded with, you know, since they were babies. So that's hard. So I get what you're saying because you can never get that time back with them. And, you know, your little grandson, Robin's little guy, Julian, oh, my gosh, he is such a cutie. Oh, my gosh.
They're so cute. I know. They're so cute. And he just went. He was so excited. He just went with his dad. Robin had a performance in Indonesia and Bali, actually. And Julian got to go with him. And Julian is a huge fan of exotic and tropical fruits and animals. And, I mean, it was just a trip of a lifetime for him. I think he's never going to forget it. It was amazing.
Well, yeah, because he's at the age where they can actually remember going on trips. You know, I mean, you know, yeah, when you're like three or two, I'm sorry, I don't think you, I mean, I don't remember things. I mean, some people do, but I don't, which is weird. But, yeah, and, oh, I just want to say also, Wesley, Enzo, Wesley told me to tell you hi.
Wesley Urey?
Yes. He came to see
my show. He came to see the show in Palm Springs. And he's such a dear man and so talented. And I run into him every now and then, and it's really fun. You know, sometimes I run into Bill and Susan Hayes. You know, it's fun to see people from my past and see how they're doing and know they're healthy and doing well.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, for you, you know, because I told my grandma that you were coming on the show. And she goes, where is Liz? I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, Liz on dates. They put her somewhere. She's up in the attic. And I go, okay, Grandma. She's in the attic. I mean, I thought that was funny when she said that.
Liz did not go to the attic. Liz moved to Hollywood to pursue her singing career. And that's exactly what I did. I left the show. And Liz moved away and left Neil behind because she had to pursue her career after she had the big hit record, Friends and Lovers. So they used that real storyline for Liz also.
I think that is awesome. Well, I was a little kid back then, so I don't remember everything when you were on this. I mean, what I remember is Liz and Neil. You guys were really a great couple back in the day. You know, I miss it, but, you know, for me, I just think you were incredible on it, even way back. But, yeah, I don't think you going back in daytime is a good idea, only because, you know, I have actors on here all the time that are telling me, you know, 15-hour dates sometimes, and they not only do one show now, they do like five or six in a day. Which boggles my mind, but, you know, that is a beast. But, you know, I get why you would not want to go back. Before I forget, we just want to tell you, everyone in Daytime After Dark, how sad we were about Alan's passing. And
yeah.
I didn't know if I was going to email you that a couple of months ago, but I thought, well, at that moment, your family and you needed to just have privacy for that. And, you know, we are so sorry, and it came out of the sock. So,
yeah,
how are you doing with that?
Well, I'm okay with it. You know, I did not have much contact with Alan. Maybe once or twice a year I would see him at family events. So it wasn't like he was part of my daily life. I think the hardest thing, of course, is for his sons, all three of them, with Carter also, Brennan, Robin, and Carter, and for his wife. And I think those are that loss is so profound, because someone's a daily part of your life. I said goodbye to Alan over 30 years ago. So it wasn't, you know, I did my mourning about not having him in my life anymore when we divorced. So it's in a different setting, a different emotional setting for me. Nonetheless, it was very sad to think that he was gone, because of, he was, you know, an important part of our family. You know, of all the family gatherings, when Alan would arrive, it was like the party would start, you know. He was always a centerpiece to our family. And I was shocked by it, of course, too. I was shocked for myself. I was shocked for the boys. But they're doing all right. They're managing with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I heard, I thought of you. But then I thought about the boys, and then I thought about Julian, about, you know, it just, but yeah, like you said, it's come surprise. Then I know you guys been to both for like ever, I mean, not ever, but a long while. So I just thought, you know, you probably had your peace with it, but, you know, if you ever, yeah, you can tell your son, I felt so bad, because it's horrible. But you know, one thing I've learned from everything in the past couple of years is, you know, his TV work will go on. You two will always be affiliated with the best TV theme songs ever. You guys did a lot of them, and you guys were incredible with them. And I mean, just, you know, sometimes I, on demand, I put different strokes on. And I keep rewinding the song. And, yes, I'm afraid I'm going to break my TiVo doing that, so I need to stop that. But, you know, yeah, it just, that's, you know, I thought about that. And so going back to you, one woman show, what was that like? Was it, you know, every day, or was it, you know, weekends, or when you're doing your play?
We did long weekends. We did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We did a couple of weekends. We had 2 weeks of rehearsal. I think the wonderful part for me is I had remembered a few times reading a little bit of the Ann Landers column. And I remember her as being feisty and fun and having a good sense of humor. And I haven't often done comedic shows. And there were so many laughs in this show. There was so much comedy and so much humor and so much wit. And I really got to play with that. And I felt that it was a privilege to represent her. And she had a big heart. She was a believer in causes. She was against the Vietnam War. She was a friend of Lyndon Johnson's. She tried to convince him to get out of the war. I mean, there's all this, you know, deep storyline about who she was and what she tried to do in the world. And she was a very impressive person, and very influential with a lot of people at the higher echelons of politics and literature and you know, all of public policy, all of that. She was amazing. She wrote for 47 years. She wrote her column for 47 years. I found that absolutely amazing.
Well, yeah, and I've always got Ann Landers confused with Dear Abby for some reason, but I always enjoyed both of their columns, and Especially Amanda's column. They were really good. And, wow, she wrote for 42 years. That is a long time.
47.
Oh, my God.
And now, did you know that they were identical twins?
I knew they were twins. I didn't know they were identical.
Yeah, identical twins. They were raised, and I cover that in the play. They were dressed alike. They had identical hairstyles when they were little kids. And she was adamant when she started to write her column that parents should not dress twins alike, should not have their hair, that they should be able to grow up to be individuals. And she started her column first, and I tell the story of it in the play. And then several weeks, her sister came to help her answer some of the letters. And a couple of months later, suddenly her sister's column appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle. She was in the Chicago paper, and her sister, without telling Anne at all, well, Anne Eppie was her name, without telling Eppie, who was the Ann Landers person, she started a column of her own, and there was a feud for years, I think, over that and some other things. And so it's a very, very rich story. It's fascinating.
Well, yeah, because of this, I was hoping, I hope they made, totally up, but, I think it was, back then I bet it really hurt her by, reading that in the paper, not being told.
It was a betrayal. It was a huge betrayal to just suddenly appear with a column, just like it should, instead of being Dear Ann Landers, she was Dear Abby. And their names actually were Esther Pauline and Pauline Esther. And Esther Pauline, her nickname was Epi, and that was Ann Landers. And Pauline Esther was called, when she was a child, Popo. And they called each other Epi and Popo for their whole life. So it's really interesting, a very, very interesting story.
Wow, I had no idea about that. I mean, I love columns like that. And are you done with the play now, or do you have a couple of more weeks?
No. I'm done with the play. I did that in April for the whole month of April. And it was, as I said, it was an enormous challenge, very successful, standing ovations. Everybody just loved it. I got great reviews. So that's all good. And now I'm looking forward to the summer, and we may go to Europe. We have a very dear friend who's getting married in Vienna. In Salzburg, Austria, in September. So we may go and take a few weeks, and I'd like to see Prague, and there's some places we've never seen, and we are ready to go. So I'm going to have my summer with my grandchildren and my friends, and do some entertaining, and so I'm looking forward to this summer. I think it's going to be great.
Well, and that's what I love about summer. I mean, it's really time to relax, and even though I'm, sometimes I get, because I'm going to miss all my primetime shows. So, in August, I'm like, is it September yet? And everyone looks at me and goes, why are you wasting the summer away? I'm like, because I want to know what happened on Chicago Fire. So, But my other question, musically, you were, when you did the Prayer with Robin, the duet, it was really an awesome song. How did that come about?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to record the song, and it had been done as a duet, so I called Robin and asked him if he would do it with me, and we recorded it. That was for my Christmas album, You Make It Christmas, and that's still available online and on my website, and I still get some orders from it here and there, and it's available for download and all of that, and people just love that particular rendition of the prayer. I got a note from Carol Bayer Sager, who's one of the composers of the prayer, and she said it was pretty much her favorite version of her song. So I was very honored by that. And yeah, it's fun. I'm still doing some recording. I've got a couple more songs to finish on a project, and then I will put that out probably in the fall. We'll see, or I may wait till spring. There's no big rush, so it'll find its own time.
Well, yeah, and you know, was it back in the day when you did the Kill Bonesso and all that? How was that back? You know, because I mean, like times changed, but how was that back in the day filming that? So which was really good, hilarious. So how was that to do?
Well, that was the beginning of variety television. That's a long time ago. That was amazing. You know, I was a young singer just starting out, getting my first breaks, and I did 3 Carol Burnett shows in 1 year, and it was very, very exciting and thrilling and scary, you know, all of those things. And I got to meet Lucille Ball. I got to meet, and just being around Carol. I mean, she was the sweetest person, and she still is. She's just such a compassionate, warm-hearted person and such an immense talent. And it was just a great honor to have those opportunities so early in my career.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was back, yeah. Kill Bonet, so after I asked you the question, I'm like, oh, that was a long time ago. So besides the singing, the CD stuff, what else do you have on the pike? Or you just want to take
some? You know what?
Design?
I don't right now. I have agents who send me out for some things here and there when I feel like going. As I said, I'm just at a different stage of my life now. If something interesting comes along, I do it. I don't worry about seeking it out. You know, I've worked plenty. I don't think I'm going to get to the end of my life and say I wish I worked more. You know, I'm happy if something comes up, and that's fun. So we'll just see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. We are going to take some calls. And
okay.
Bobby is on the line. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Gloria. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Bobby. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, what a pretty state.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever have performed for the troops out at Fort Bragg or overseas on these USO tours in the last couple of
years.
Well, since
I did do, no, not the last years. I did long ago. I went to Vietnam when the war was on and all, but that was a long time
ago. Right, because my dad served... Right, my dad served in the Vietnam War for a couple of years. Everything's just doing fine. I wanted to say the funny thing was the day after Alan died, I heard this commercial for the Alan testing that he'd done a couple of years before on the radio, and I was like going to myself, I think it's a little too soon for this radio station to play it. I don't want a complaint or file an FCC complaint because you're playing something from somebody that died.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, things cross in the mail, as it were. You know, something's scheduled and somebody didn't catch it in time, and there's no disrespect.
Yeah,
you know?
If anything,
those of us who are performers are happy that our work still gets played, so it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, because I remember that one of Alan's first earlier moments was when he did the theme songs for game shows, because he did the original theme to the original Joker's Wild back when it was on CBS years ago before it became syndicated and became a big success.
You're very knowledgeable about that.
Yeah, and then of course, as you know, they're just rebooting it with Snoop Dogg, and I'm just still wondering why in the world would they want to have Snoop Dogg on it, because unless Of course, you're into rap music or is over the age of 30. You would not know the concept of both the recent Joker Slough and Snoop Dogg in the same category.
Yes, so, yeah.
I mean,
that
I just wish
a bit of a non sequitur.
I just wish Snoop the best of luck with that, because I figure if Alan Bowling can make Magic Games so successful, even though some of the questions are much more different than the original one, as far as being family friendly, then I'm sure that Snoop can make his show a little bit more different, considering the fact that I've heard his music. But I understand you did, while on that subject, during the 70s and 80s, you did a lot of game shows, because I think you did Jim Lang's Bullseye back during his last season.
That sounds familiar. I did Password. I did the Match Game. You know, so, yeah, I did quite a few. And they were fun. I loved playing those games. I'm very competitive, and it was so much fun.
Right. Now, I want to ask you about the Match Game, because I had to kick myself after Wesley came on the show. Did you get a chance to work with Richard Dawson, or was he on Family Feud at the time you came on that show?
I think he was on Family Feud then, and I never did that show.
Okay, and you never also did Family Feud when they have Days of Our Lives against the CBS or ABC soaps at the time? Or anything like that?
No, I never did that. Not that I remember.
Okay. Right. But I just wanted to say, is there any new music that Robin's going to be doing? Because I haven't heard any new music from him in the last couple of years since Blurred Lines with Dick.
Right. He's working. Actually, he had been working on an album, and he just kind of put that all aside and started from scratch, and he's writing some amazing new music. So he knows he needs to get some things out there, and he's working at it. So it'll be coming.
All right. And by the way, if you ever decide to return back to Days just for a storyline or something, I think it would be a good idea. But because it would be great to just return back, even if you have to sing Friends and Lovers for what's going on right now, especially with what's going on with the Abigail situation. I think that is Abigail's new theme music, Friends and Lovers, because she's got to decide between Dario and Chad, and same with Gabby. So I think that's their theme music right there, is Friends and Lovers.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
But you have a great night. And tell Robin I said I wish him best of luck with the album. And if next time he's in Raleigh or Greensboro or Charlotte for a concert, I'll try to get my tickets as soon as I can so I can just get a chance to see him perform.
Oh, yeah. He's a great performer. You don't want to miss him if you can get to his show.
Right. Well, you have
a
good
night. All right. Take care, then. Alrighty, bye.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you back on hold.
Alright.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Maggie,
so
you
are nice
with
talking
us
to him.
Oh, yes, we love Bobby.
Hey.
Maggie, are you there?
Now I'm here. Hi, Gloria. Hi, Gladly.
Hi, how are you?
Hanging in there, thank you. I love the idea that you were talking about your grandchildren, right?
Yeah.
I just became a grandma.
congratulations. It's the best thing in the world.
Isn't it unbelievable when you hold the child? It feels like I'm holding my son all over again. It's like...
Yes. You know, it's like you get to start afresh with all the fun and none of the work.
Ooh, goody. All the fun part.
Yep, that's true.
He's 3 months old, and he says, I'm the nan that's going to get candy. And he couldn't eat candy, couldn't buy Nana. He's looking at me like, aw. But I'm glad you're with your family. The summertime is a good time to relax and see everybody. And
yes, that's true.
So how old is your youngest?
My younger grandson is 7, and then I have a 9-year-old, and then we have my husband has a 1.5-year-old little grandson, and then I've got a grandnephew who we're very close to, and he's 10, and so we've got a whole bunch of boys, but then we've got this little foster child who my son Brennan and his wife Dolly are going to be applying to adopt. We'll finally have a little girl. Yay!
Yay! Put the trucks away unless she likes trucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
There
God
you
go. Bless
them
for, oh, God bless them for adapting. I'm just wonderful.
Well, thank wonderful. You.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. And your music career stands alone. We'll always have it, thank God. And
oh, well, thank you.
But I do appreciate it. And I said, Carly, I wish my mother was here because she loved your voice. And
oh.
I said, well, like God willing, she's hearing it in heaven.
Oh,
but,
that's so sweet.
Play the song and then think about it. And
sure,
it's beautiful.
Sure.
Music
touches our hearts, doesn't it?
Exactly. And it stays there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing else. I mean, sure, you can have a book, sure, you can have a movie, but it seems like music is inside of you always.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can always, but your beautiful voice, I love it.
Well, thank you.
And I'll be listening or watching out for when you drop the new CD, or are you just going to
okay.
do individual songs? Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Gloria, just a couple of questions before we let you go. Right
okay.
now, is there any TV show that you love and that you are binge-watching? Is there any, like, guilty pleasure of a TV show you cannot miss?
Oh, boy. Guilty pleasure I cannot miss. I like iRobot. I think that is so. We got the screeners for the Emmys, and we started watching it, and we just binged watched for like three nights in a row, and couldn't get enough. It was so enticing. I usually don't watch anything that's violent. I won't watch House of Cards, anything that's
mm-hmm.
tremendously mean-spirited or Walking Dead, or I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts my heart. There's enough violence in the world. I don't want to bring
mm-hmm.
it into my home. So,
no.
But iRobot was kind of so mysterious that it really pulled me in. I tend to watch HGTV. I tend to watch Fixer Upper and shows like that.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I mean, in an hour, you go from a mess to a gorgeous home for somebody. I
yeah.
love that. You know, you fix things up. You make it better. So that's the kind of person I am. That's what I want to watch.
Good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I find those fixer-uppers like, awesome. Because my mom and dad without thinking, bought a fixer-upper, and then... all four of us left. We just, you know, it was time for us to go. And then my grandma moved in with them. And they did a little mother-in-law apartment. But it's still, the house isn't done yet. And they've been doing construction for 15 years. And my mom says, when we move, we are never doing this again. This is like, I mean, it's hectic. You know, living,
yeah,
you
no,
know,
no. 15 years of construction is a little much.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if it's my dad's like, oh, I can do this all by myself, and we all looked at him and goes, okay, but you're crazy, you can't. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And our last couple of questions, what is your favorite meal?
Meal?
Yeah.
Oh, something with lots of good vegetables in it. I tend to eat chicken and turkey or fish. I don't eat,
mm-hmm.
I rarely eat red meat. But, or I love curry, as long as it's not hot, as long
mm-hmm.
as it's not spicy. I love mm-hmm. curry made with coconut milk and lots of veggies. I love Indian food. I love going to an Indian restaurant and having Indian food, just for something really different, because I don't take the time to fix it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, and, you know, oh, and by the way, you never worked with Olivia Newton-John, did you? Oh.
Who now? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What you said?
Yeah, no, Olivia, you know, Olivia Newton-John, you know, Sandy from Greece.
Well, I knew, I knew Olivia. I knew her as a friend. We were at her home. Alan and I were friends of hers. Went to her home for some parties, and I never worked with her, but I have enormous respect for her talent. She was an amazing singer. She's terrific. She's still terrific too.
Well, yeah, and we got a reason why I bring it up. I just want to let everyone know, you know, she got the breast cancer again, and I want everyone to pray for.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sorry
so
bringing
sorry.
It up to you. I am so
no,
sorry
okay.
for bringing it up.
Okay.
It was just
say.
On my Twitter feed, and I'm like, you know, yeah. I mean, I would never get how someone can get breast cancer once and then get it again. I don't think that thing is really fair, you know, to, you know, do that. Not once, but twice. I will never understand that. And I just, you know, I was looking at Donny Osmond, took a picture of those Olivia and him together, and that's why I was asking. You know, I was just curious.
No, I don't, I haven't seen her in many, many years. And I'm so sorry to hear that she's been diagnosed again, but you know, they have great therapies now and genetic therapies and all kinds of gene-specific therapies and all kinds of things. So we have to hope for the best.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And if you could pick, final question, if you could pick one place in this whole wide world that you want to live in, you know, that you want to move to, but, you know, not full-time, like if you could have like a summer house or a winter house, where would it be?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I love where I live. I live in Lake Arrowhead, 5,000 feet up in the mountains in Southern California.
Wow.
And I get four seasons. But if I want to go to the beach, I'm 2 hours from the beach. You know, I'm 2 hours from the desert. I'm 2 hours from my grandchildren. I don't know. I don't know that I'd want to. I mean, somewhere to go for a summer and have a summer house, I'd go to Paris in a minute, or I'd go to the Loire Valley, which is outside of Paris. I'd go to France. That would be, if I was just going to have a place for a couple of months, that's where I'd go.
Perfect.
Well,
yeah
so. Because I know I was just, you know, and you 2 hours from your grandkids. Well, because, no, I mean, my mom is 45, my brother's little girls, and the littlest one, Kenzie, now knows how to call my mom and goes, Oma, come pick me up now. And I'm just thinking about you little guys, you know, being 2 hours away is just, you know, you couldn't, like, say, oh, yeah, I will be there in 20 minutes. No, you probably have to say I'll be there in 2 hours and something because of traffic.
Yes, that's true.
Traffic is evil.
traffic
yeah,
is evil?
Maybe, can I put you on hold? We got another call. 917, you're on there.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Susan in New York. I just have a super fast question. Gloria,
hi, Susan,
I need
in New York. Wait a second. Is this Susan, my friend?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice you called in.
I don't know. Do you have more than one Susan in New York? I have a really quick question.
Well, there are probably maybe about, you know, 500,000 people named Susan in New York State,
well,
so it could be anybody. But anyway, so what's your question, dear girl?
I have a bet going with one of my coworkers, and I think I'm right, but I have to ask you because you're the only one that knows. When Liz sang on Days of Our Lives, did you sing live or did you pre-record and lip sync to yourself?
Oh, no, I always sang live. Everything was
live.
That's
what I won. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I said,
no, absolutely.
I said, probably in one take.
Well, we usually only had one take, and you just got out there and did it the same way you did the dialogue. I mean, sometimes when we were doing dialogue, you know, we'd skip a line or we'd miss a line and we'd stop, and then they'd say, and we'll do a pickup and go back to the line before, and we'd pick it up and we'd continue. Rarely did we start a scene over from the very beginning. But with the songs, no, we just did them.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, you were right. You were right.
I won.
Yeah, how could you? That would be so hard to lip sync those. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Susan.
Thanks.
Oh, Susan.
All right, honey.
Susan.
Good to talk to you.
Susan, if you ever want to call in and talk about soaps, ever that, you know, we do it. You know, if you ever need questions about dates and you cannot find Gloria, just look me up. I know it. I don't know everything, but I know pretty much everything that happened in Days of Our Life, even before I was born. So if you ever need a question, I'm, you know, maybe my host and I are like the two, you know, ones to go, because I will argue with people and say, no, it happened, and they want to argue with me for like an hour, and then they look it up, and then I go, oh, you were right. I'm like, yep. So, yeah.
I don't know, Carly.
Okay.
Me and Days of Our Lives, we're the same age, so I know pretty much everything to know about Days of Our Lives. I might give you a run for
okay.
your
okay.
All right.
You know,
I'll tell
okay.
you what. I'm
really
going to get
quick.
Off the line and let you two battle it out.
Well, no, but Gloria, we love it when you are able to call in, and please let us know when your CD or whatever comes out, because we want to promote it, and we would love to have you back on the show.
All right, thank you.
Have a
thank
great night.
Thank you so much. It's good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks, dear girl. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Susan?
Yes.
Okay, please, are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on
well,
Twitter, yes.
I want to become friends with you. Number one, we could help each other with this thing about dates and all the soaps. But, yes, you know, and, yeah, I've always wanted to ask Gloria that question. So thank you, Susan, for asking her, because it was in my brain today. But then when you asked, I'm like, yes, I don't have to help regress. So are you still watching Days now, or
I just followed you on Twitter, so there you
oh,
go.
Oh, awesome, I saw that.
Oh, wait.
Are you watching Days right now, or no?
Off and on, because it's starting to get a little weird. I lose
okay,
interest
well,
very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I think, you know, give it some time, but today was the day that people need a watch. Today was the day that, you know, I want to slap Chloe to kingdom come.
Please.
I'm so sick of it. I'm done. I'm on Team Nicole. You know, I mean, come on. You know, no other character gets screwed up like they are doing with Nicole. And it just makes me angry. And so are you on Team Susan, are you on Team Chloe or Team Nicole?
Oh, Nicole. No, today when Chloe was on, I was like, please leave the room. Just there's no, we have no use for Chloe anymore. She needs to be gone.
Thank you.
Well, no, she needs to be dead. Oh, Bobby, you're on the line too, sweetheart.
Yeah, you know, I was watching a little bit of it today, and the way that Jen was trying to get Nicole and Eric into the hospital without them getting called.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that the three of them are going to end up in jail. Eric.
Well, you know why?
Can't go back to jail.
Why
would she want to end up in jail? And Nicole, if this is the way you want to write off her as a sucker, then thanks a lot, Melissa Reed, for doing that.
We saw
in General Hospital with John Stamos' character, and we saw John Stamos later become a big-time star. This is going to end up the same way for Ariana Zucker.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, what I loved about Xenophobe today, they used the family history finally. Xenophobe goes, of course I'm going to help you. My grandmother always got you dad and Bo out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
You have a daughter that broke out of a nut house and the hard back of her then lover / your ex brother-in-law, son-in-law.
Bobby, be quiet for one sec.
Mm-hmm.
No. Susan, no, what I was saying, I know the writing's been crazy and everything, but, you know, with only four soaps left, you know, even when it's shitty, even when it's crappy, we still need to hang in there. And did you watch any other soaps? Number one soap.
Well, I started watching Days when I was 7. My mom got me hooked on it. So I've been watching it for a very long time. I off and on, I left when they did the crazy Marlena's Possessed story. I came back. I can't remember when I started watching it again, but in between that, I was hooked on One Life to Live, but we know what happened to that one. So, you know, so every year when Days gets renewed, I'm kind of happy that I still have my original show still on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I think right now is a really good time for, you know, what I'm loving is finally, you know, I mean, I'm going to love seeing Deimos and Xander out of town. I want them dead. And really, people are missing about Chloe. Chloe brought this on herself. All of this. She screwed Deimos. Chloe screwed Deimos. But now she wants that one.
Yeah, but I love how she was grilling the camp today. I am impressed with what she had done, but come on. I mean, if anything going on, at least it's doing very well. Now, I admit, and I want to just tell Susan right quick that I've been watching Days since Kirsten Storms was on there, and Kirsten Storms is now on General Hospital as
Maggie. Hey, Bobby.
And
Bobby, can I finish my rant? I need to finish my rant.
Okay, go on.
It's been locked inside me all day. Okay, people. When you had Chloe sleeping with Deimos way back, had Chloe, you know, lied for years that Polka was Daniels. All the shit she has done, now she's done for. Do not make Nicole this wrong of a person. You know, I mean, gosh, she only lost Daniel. If Brady died, she's going to lose it, but I'm going to lose it. But, you know, Susan, like I said, today, I mean, start watching it a little, and, you know, you and I can direct message each other on Twitter. And then if because occasionally we get Days of Our Life stars on here. So if there's any star that you want to talk to on Days, let me know because I will try and give them on for you.
Okay. I like the history. So I like the people that were on in the 80s. The 80s were the best time for Days of Our Life. And I just love that history. And I like that they brought some of it back, but not all of it. I like that Julie's getting used more since, you know, she's got a grandson, so she gets a little more screen time, and that's wonderful. But, yeah, I like the old people.
Well, what I hate when everyone says about Brady, Brady is spending too much time on the chaotic side. Okay, people, suck your book. That's his grandfather. And you know what? So what if he still lives with Brady? Victor, maybe everyone and their mother is living with them right now. So, and what, I mean, yes, Susan, yeah, I know the 80s were great and wonderful, but just sometimes I just feel like, you know, give this a chance. You know, I think Days of Our Life is going to go back to the glory days. And, you know, I love it that Drake Hogerson is back, thank God. And, Drake, if you're listening, please don't ever do your own stunt again. We cannot lose you. But, you know, and for, you know, I mean, I know all those guys think they are, you know, still young, but they aren't, so be careful, boys. But, before we go, Susan, is there any other subs you want to date? You only one.
Days is it right now. That's the only one. General Hospital, I can't watch. It's not watchable. It's. I have friends that still watch it, but I can't. It's, ugh. And I'm a little frightened for Days of Our Lives. I'm a little frightened for Days with our new head writer, Ron Carlovati, because he's not, I'm not a big fan of him. So he would go back to the Marlena Possessed storyline. He writes very weird stuff. So
right.
I hope he's not our downfall.
Wait. Carlovati wasn't ever there when he was that. That wasn't Carlovati. That wasn't Carlovati.
That's the kind of weird stuff that he writes, though. Because he wrote for One Life to Live.
No, you know, I do believe...
I believe
that Ken Corday will bring him back. I really believe that. But General Hospital, for me, Susan is my favorite. And, you know, I love Carlson. I love the mob. I love Sonny. And for me, it's possible the last 2 dates, which I haven't watched 2 dates, people, so don't say anything. But no, Susan, try and... you know, gives the hospital a chance because, you know, Carlovati did a lot of the damage. And
that's why I'm afraid for Days of Our Lives.
Well, I'm not worried about that so much because Corday will not let anything crazy go on. Because, come on, he got with Dana Higley in a year's time. If Ron is not doing what he's supposed to, I really think they are going to let him go too, right, Maggie?
They probably will. I like Dana,
right.
And I thought you should have had more than a year, but that was me.
I'm not sure that she wrote. I'm not sure she wrote all of the horrible things that people are saying she wrote. She wasn't even hardly there because she took a leave for several months. So hardly anything we saw, she didn't write any of that.
I ended up giving less airtime to some of the people like Gabby. I understand with Camille Bennett working on another show at the time, but she took some time off to do that. But also with several other stars by either having them leave the show because they want to write off a good ending or killing them. That's been her thing because she killed off Will, and I hope that Ron can reverse that and just bring him back to life when Chandler take over that role. So.
Well, yeah. Susan, if you ever want to call back and talk about Dane or anything, or even prime time or whatever, you are welcome back. I always put it on Twitter and Facebook when we are having a show. And before we end it tonight, because we have another show tomorrow. See, we are with Billy. Tomorrow night we will be having Leslie Kay back on the show at 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, I have to go. There's a fight out in front of my apartment. I have to call the police. I'm so sorry. I have to get off.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
take care.
Go. Okay, bye.
Oh, my.
Oh, I'm already okay.
Bobby, why did you triddle Chloe and say we want to interview her?
I'm just asking her for an invitation. I just wanted to try to get her on the show. I didn't want this to be a problem.
He just requested somebody, and we'll see what she says.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, right now I'm so anti her. Not anti her, but Chloe, I'm just.
But I was watching like the first 5 minutes of Days, and this is how. Very well interesting on how I just decided on what side I was on the whole baby drama between her and Nicole. The way that she was grilling Damos today, I was like that's Chloe I know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I don't feel sorry for her. I know she brought all of this on herself, and if any Brady died, it's on her head.
Yeah, for good.
You know, no, I hate Chloe. Chloe put this whole thing in motion, Bobby. No matter how you slice it, she did this. She started this. And she fucked Deimos. But then she's going to yell at Nicole for it? You gotta be kidding me. No. See?
Right.
Need to get stabbed in the heart. Wait, no. She doesn't have a heart.
Right. I was even saying to myself after the scene where she was talking to Brady, who was comatose during when they went to commercial, I was like saying, well, you're probably gonna get the baby back when Nicole goes to jail. But at the same time,
you're probably not gonna go to jail. Maybe for a day. But come on, she has Justin as her lawyer. Justin feels bad about this whole thing. Justin is on her side. I could tell that by, you know, last week and today. Couldn't you maybe bet Justin will help Nicole? Justin will probably defend Nicole on this, right?
I think he definitely will. Especially because of Maggie.
Just telling Marlena and John about Brady.
The DNR.
Well, you know, I knew that the DNR is going to be interesting, but, okay, I just want to say, I haven't watched the H today, but all I can say is if Ava does not go down for all this shit, it's time for Ava to die.
Okay.
You know what? No. Bobby, I'm not going to sit there and apologize.
I just want to just ask Maggie if she got a chance to watch yesterday's rerun of Tracy's Last Day because of the fact that somebody from Washington spoke in for 20 minutes when it originally aired.
Exactly. And there was so much of it we really needed to see. And I loved the whole episode. I was crying. That's because I loved Jane Elliott. But I'm very grateful to ABC for doing that.
Right.
We got our show back.
Yeah, I wish the best of luck with Jane with whatever she does down the road in her life. And if there's a possibility, Carly, we can probably try to get her on the show maybe because that would be one person I'd like to talk to you about. Jane with Tracy brought some good comic relief, especially with her and Luke because Tony Gearing knew how to put some comedy into the show with any of his witty one-liners that Luke would have or with Tracy all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And I think that's what we're missing is Luke to come back. I mean, I don't care if he reunites with Laura or not, but we just want just get Tony Gary back on the show just to prove that he needs some that we need some comedy around. Unless they put Amy on contract, that's going to be the only comic relief we got is Amy.
Exactly. How about the Ian Landers columns you've got with Nathan? His picture with the questions. It was very exciting today.
Like Amy a little, but I didn't think what everyone was doing last week to the actress that was wrong.
That's
on
right.
What some blogs were going after, and that was completely wrong. But before we end it, because I want to have my voice tomorrow night,
okay.
Leslie is on tomorrow night, and then Friday night we have a late show. Nine p.m. West Coast, because we will have Timothy Strickland on the show, and Bobby is a Friday night, so you cannot say
all.
Well,
I can make it. I just want to take advantage of some of my birthday meals I'm gonna get, because I'm planning to go to Red Robin after I get off of work to get my birthday burger, and then
when are you gonna do that?
On Friday, because my birthday month is June, and they give you the perks of the birthday burgers every month. So I'm gonna just take mine and take advantage of it.
Very good idea.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Bobby.
I should be back in time for the show. I'm not going to be all night.
No. Okay, Bobby. You can get a free ice cream cone for your birthday. And Krispy Kremes, you could get a free donut.
Well, I think Dunkin' Donuts do the same thing, because I think it's donut day on Friday, so I might get the coffee and get a donut as well, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to stick to the burger
before I'm
a lot of weight.
Bobby, I'm not done. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That sounds good right now.
Danny, receive a grand slam on your birthday. So if you have blank in your sale, Red Robin, that's what I love about. Oh, and Denny's also, Bobby. You could try Denny's too.
Okay,
but
Denny's has
to really be on your birthday. It's not like Red Robin where they let it,
I know.
Yeah, so,
well,
I've
done the birthday breakfast with Denny's a couple of times before.
You guys, we are going to end it because Maggie and I want to have a voice tomorrow. But, Bobby, call in tomorrow night and 6 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. I'm going to have my phone turn off the rest of the night in case you want to text or call me later on after the show. So if I receive a voicemail or a text, I'll get it very early in the morning.
Bobby, why aren't you turning off your phone?
I gotta go to bed, and I just don't want it to ring to anything other than my alarm. I just don't want to have it to ring or anything like that.
Right. He wants to sleep.
Okay, Bobby. We'll talk to everyone tomorrow night.
All right. Good night, Maggie.
Good night, Carly.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, Carly.